basketball. So the Panthers turn it over. Trent Ramos returns for the Dutch. Darius Moraine returns for West Ottawa. 1:13 to go in the half. The Dutch with the ball. They're down four. Here's Hawkins. Drives. Bounce pass underneath. Intended for Ramos, and the Panthers take it away. Here comes Sock the other way for West Ottawa. Sock will pull it outside. Sock between the rings. Hawkins tries to reach in. Can't get it away from him. Knowles has it in the corner. Nordyce closes out him. Then the ball goes right off of Brayden Carl's ankle out of bounds. Not a good pass that time. That was a tough catch for Carl. So the Dutch will get it back with 49.6 seconds to go in the half. Inbounds comes to Hawkins. We may see the Dutch play for one here. Hawkins over to Nordyce, left side. Back outside to Payne. Now to McAuliffe. Cross court to Nordyce. Down to 37 seconds. Nordyce back outside to Hawkins. Dante directs a little traffic, wants Payne to come to set a pick for him. Here's Hawkins, drives to the basket, puts it up, no good. As he drove it on the left side, here comes West Ottawa the other way. Here's Sock, underneath to Carl. Carl back outside to Knowles, he's open for three, it's short. And the ball goes out of bounds. And the sixth man, the Holland Sioux section chant, air ball. 16.5 seconds to go in the half. The Dutch will have one more opportunity. Hawkins gets the inbounds. He'll come up to half court. Sock will come to meet him. To McCullough. Back to Hawkins. Down to 8 seconds. Hawkins down to six. Hawkins goes to his left. Down to four. Down to three. Hawkins weaving his way through traffic. Over to McCullough. McCullough to beat the clock at the buzzer. Yes! Aiden McCullough got a man up in the air that took a couple of dribbles to his left and drained the three as the buzzer sounded to end the first half. That's his first basket of the night. And the Dutch will go to the locker room at halftime down 20-19. And what has been really almost a very back-and-forth ball game. The Dutch led 12-2 early on. West Ottawa got on a roll. They went up by six at 20-14, and then the Dutch score the final 5 points of the half, including that last-second three there by McAuliffe, and it's a one-point ball game at the half with the Panthers in the lead. We'll take a two-minute break, and then we will come back with the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Holland High Dutch Dome. Greg Chandler with you. And time now for the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. 2019 West Ottawa over Holland at the half in what has been a back-and-forth ball game. The Dutch started strong. Dante Hawkins had 7 early points to lead the Dutch to a 12-2 lead about 5 minutes into the ball game. But West Ottawa got going, and you have to give Steve Windemoller, the new Panther head coach, a lot of credit for going to his bench and getting some guys in there to provide some energy. And Tony Sock, I think, really provided a spark for the Panthers. He got a couple of quick baskets in transition and also did a good job of running the offense for the Panthers while they were on that run. They went on a 16-2 run overall, including the first 13 points of the second quarter, to turn what was a 14-5 Holland lead to a 20-14 West Ottawa advantage with about 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Dante Hawkins scored on a basket for the Dutch to get him within four, and then right at the buzzer at the end of the half, Aiden McAuliffe hit a three to make it a one-point ball game. Here's the scoring in the first half. For the Panthers, balanced scoring. Tony Sock with a couple of baskets for 4 points. Caleb McNitt, a basket and 2 free throws for 4 points. Darius Marine has a couple of baskets for 4 points. Brayden Carl off the bench with a basket and a free throw for 3 points. Brian Knowles has a 3-point basket, the only 3-pointer for the Panthers. He has 3, and Houston Bedford has a basket for 2 points, adding up to 20 for the guys in silver and black. For the Dutch, Dante Hawkins leads the way with 9. Tyler Johns has three. He had the first basket of the ballgame about 15 seconds in, and he has not, I don't even think he's taken a shot since then. Anders Nordheis has the basket and a free throw for 3 points. Aiden McAuliffe was shut out in the first half until that three right at the buzzer. That gave him his 3 points, and Elroy Payne has a free throw for a single point, adding up to 19 for the Dutch. When we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's ball game between the Dutch and the Panthers. But as we did during football season, and as we will do all throughout basketball season, we will have our usual halftime feature. We take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next. 2019, the Panthers lead it at the half. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Things that I saw. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you what I saw next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. You're bound to see many of the things that make high school sports special, and that certainly was the case as I observed the proceedings of MHSAA 11-player finals at Ford Field. My first shout-out goes out to the Muskegon High School Marching Band. That's right, the Marching Band. The Big Red Band's halftime show included your multitude of kids resplendent in their nifty black uniforms, and of course it's not unusual to see some cheerleaders in the mix, but what caught my eye was a young man clad in a red shirt and white pants playing in the very front row. Sophomore lineman Avery Stone didn't get into the Division II championship game against Birmingham Brother Rice, but that didn't keep him off the field as he was with his other teammates in the horn section of the band as it made its contribution to the proceedings. And it's not the first time I've seen this from Muskegon when the school has made the trip to Ford Field. I recall a tuba player a year or two ago, and all I can say is hats off to everybody at that school who realizes that the high school experience is about students being able to partake of everything that's available. I've heard over the years of too many horror stories, coaches fighting over the athletic services of the young people for their teams. Here's a school that's working to service its young people to make them more well-rounded. And there was history made in a big way in the Division IV title tilt as Marine City's Olivia Vinny became the first female to score points in a championship game and write her name into the all-time record books another 3 times in the Mariners' win over Grand Rapids South Christian. The 5-1 sophomore connected on 7 of 7 point-after-touchdown kicks to tie the finals game record in that category. And with that kind of accuracy, Vinny capped off a season where she set a school record for PAT kicks with 61, which also places her in the top 25 in a single season on the all-time MHSAA lists. Well, one book opens, another book closes. Ford Field was the last stop in the coaching career of Birmingham Brother Rice's Al Fracassa, and his Warriors gave him a storybook ending with a win in the Division II title game. Fracassa coached high school football in Michigan for 57 years, 3 as an assistant in Flint at Old Mandeville High School and then at Rochester High, and then 54 years as a head coach at Royal Oak Shrine and Brother Rice, finishing his career with 430 wins, a state record, but with many more victories in shaping the lives of the young men that he worked with. Another story continued, that of Ithaca High School, which won a 4th straight Division VI crown and ran its winning streak to 56 games, tied with Iowa City Regina for the best in the nation. The Yellow Jackets are still chasing the all-time Michigan winning streak of 72 games, held by the legendary Hudson Tigers of the late 60s through the mid-70s. And even though for the 2nd straight year, Detroit Loyola fell in the Division VII championship game to Ishpeming, perspective won out over frustration in the postgame press conference when the Loyola players were asked about what it felt like to lose again. Junior linebacker Daryl Clemens stepped up, said he wanted to answer the question, and summed it up by saying, "I would say there are no losers in this game. You win or you learn. Today we learned." Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
This holiday, Taylor Rental makes it easy to find a gift for someone you love or even for yourself. That'll get you ready for winter and beyond. Taylor Rental has teamed up with Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment with timely holiday incentives for giving and receiving. When you purchase selected Husqvarna chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, and trimmers, you can reward yourself for finding a great gift at Taylor Rental because Husqvarna has $10, $15, and $20 rebates on selected models. Offer valid from November 29th to December 24th. Visit your local Husqvarna dealer for details. and don't let the snow get you down. Taylor Rental has Husqvarna single and dual stage snow throwers that are ready to rip into winter's worst. Husqvarna chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, and snow throwers have been trusted for generations. Go to TaylorRentalHolland.com or stop in. They're on Waverly Road between Chicago Drive and 8th Street. Husqvarna and Taylor Rental. Let them do the work and you can take the credit.
Welcome back to Holland High School for the second half of tonight's season opener between the Dutch and the Panthers. 2019, West Ottawa with the lead. West Ottawa will have the basketball to start the second half. And they are going to be going left or right across your radio dial. Or if you're going directionally, you're going working north to south here at the Dome. Same five starters that started the ball game for West Ottawa. Holland made a bit of a change. Bartholomew comes out to start the second half for the Dutch. With it in the front court is Janelle Williams over to Jared McNitt. Jared McNitt gives up his dribble, has to find someone to pass to. Finally gets rid of it to his brother Caleb. Now back outside to Williams, who started at the point for the Panthers. Williams working against Hawkins. Williams on the left side. Comes toward the top of the circle. Back outside to Houston Bedford. Now to Caleb McNitt. Check that. That's Jared with it. Jared on the dribble, trying to direct a little traffic. Now Caleb McNitt, and he has the ball that knocked away out of his hands by Trent Ramos, and it will stay Panther basketball. 38 seconds into the third. Panthers by one. Caleb McNitt on the left side. Drives to the basket. Dishes underneath to Moraine. Moraine goes up strong. Pass up Bartholomew. Here comes the Dutch the other way. Here comes Hawkins. Dante drives the lane. Puts it up. No good. Here come the Panthers the other way. Williams on the run. 2-on-1. Bounce pass left side. McNitt to the basket. Puts it up. No good. And the ball is loose. And McAuliffe throws it off a West Ottawa defender. But it ends up in the hands of Williams. And then Williams' pass is stolen by Hawkins. Here come the Dutch the other way. Here's McAuliffe. Here's Hawkins. Now to Bartholomew. Bartholomew loses the basketball out of bounds. So a little bit of wild play to start the second half. Pressure put on by the Dutch. Holland had some success early in the ballgame, causing some turnovers with their pressure. Here's a pass into the front court to Jared McNitt. Now to Caleb McNitt, and McNitt turns it over. He throws it right into the hands of Hawkins. Here come the Dutch on the run. Hawkins stops at the top of the circle, loses the basketball. It's loose, and it's first and 10. Maybe. Are they gonna call out a timeout? Well, West Ottawa is going to end up with the basketball, it looks. They call a foul on Dante Hawkins. How do you like that? The official ruled that West Ottawa got possession of the basketball, and they called a foul on Dante Hawkins as first. So the Panthers have the basketball. We have not had any scoring here in the second half. It's still 2019 West Ottawa, and on the drive on the right side is Caleb McNitt, and he had Trent Ramos riding him the entire way. Foul on Trent, his second. A little physical there. Caleb McNitt to inbound it, gets it into Jared McNitt. Jared McNitt, now he pushed Nordyce out of the way, no whistle. Here's Caleb McNitt with it now. Bounce pass down low to Moraine. Moraine working on Bartholomew, back outside to Caleb McNitt. McNitt drives into a triple team, forces up a shot, no good. Jared McNitt shot blocked underneath by Bartholomew. And the Panthers are going to reset. Williams has it. Bartholomew now with three blocks in this ball game. He hasn't scored yet, but he's starting to be a force on the defensive end. And we're going to get a carry call on Janelle Williams as he tried to penetrate in the lane. And Steve Windemiller taking exception to the call. 5:45 to go in the third. We're stuck at 20-19. That was our score at the half. Neither team has scored yet the second half. Dante Hawkins walks it slowly across the timeline. Over to McCall. Now Nordhuis. Back to Hawkins' left side. Hawkins draws out McNitt. Nordhuis back across to Hawkins. Now Nordhuis. Anders tries to penetrate. Dishes off and throws it to no one in particular. I think he meant to hit McAuliffe in the corner, but the pass was too far in front of Aiden. So the Dutch turned it over. Pressure put on in the backcourt by Holland. Williams will bring it up one-on-one against Hawkins. Nordhuis came to double, but Williams got rid of it and got it across the timeline. Williams has it between the circles now. Williams standing at the red H on the dribble. Williams now goes to his left, over to Houston Bedford in the corner, back outside to Williams. Williams tries to penetrate, drive around Hawkins, puts up a fadeaway eight-footer, in and out, no good. McCullough saves it to Nordheis, and Nordheis has the ball knocked away by Williams, and Nordheis gets pulled to his feet by Caleb McNinn, a good show of sportsmanship. Bartholomew checks out of the ball game. Elroy Payne in for the Dutch. Tony Sock comes in for West Ottawa for Bedford. And, boy, Sock provided a spark for the Panthers off the bench in the first half. Let's see what he can do here in the second half. 4:52 to go in the third. We're still at 20-19. Hawkins across the timeline. He comes over, gets a word from Coach Paul Chapman. Hawkins leaves it outside for Ramos. Ramos over to McCullough. McCullough double, cross-court feed to Hawkins. Hawkins will try a long-distance three, misses badly. McCullough gets the rebound, though, drives to the basket, has the ball stripped away by McNitt, and it went off McCullough's knee last. Nice defensive play that time by Caleb McNitt, and he causes a turnover for the Dutch. Pressure put on again by Holland. Inbounds comes to Williams. Williams' long pass into the front court to Sock. Sock picked up by Hawkins in the front court. 4:20 to play in the third. Panthers by one. Williams bounce pass to Sock. Sock tries to penetrate. Little late footer, and it's good! Tony Sock with six. He's the high scorer for West Ottawa. 22-19. First points of the half for either team. McCullough with a baseline jumper from 12. In and out, no good. Nordheis chases down the offensive board for the Dutch. Here's Hawkins. Here's the ball tapped away, stolen by Jared McNitt. Here come the Panthers. Jared into the front court. He'll wait for help. And the ball knocked out of bounds by McCullough. It'll stay West Ottawa basketball. Tyler Johns checks in for the Dutch for Ramos. So West Ottawa has the basketball with a three-point lead, 3:49 to go in the third. Sock has the ball knocked away. It's stolen by the Dutch. Payne, long pass ahead. Can Hawkins chase it down? He can't do it. Payne had Hawkins breaking ahead of the pack, but he overshot him a little bit, and Dante could not chase it down. Turnover to Holland. Pressure again put on by the Dutch, and West Ottawa was doing a better job against the press here in the second half. Jared McNitt on the slow walk up court against McAuliffe gets it across half court. McNitt gets rid of it to Sock. Tony Sock way out on the left side, over to Jared McNitt. McNitt drives, has the ball knocked away, but it comes to Williams. Williams drives right side. His pass intended for Darius Moran. It goes right through his hands out of bounds. In Darius' defense, that was a tough pass from Janelle Williams. Dante Hawkins comes front court for the Dutch. 3:10 to go in the third. Holland still has not scored here in the third quarter. In fact, they've only scored 5 points since the end of the first quarter. We're talking about almost 14 minutes of action. And yet they're only down three. Here's a pass inside, intended for Johns. Ball knocked away, turned over. And we get a foul. Elroy Payne picks up his second. Three team fouls on the Dutch. None on West Ottawa here in the third. Double team in the corner is Janelle Williams, and he throws a pass over the top, and the Panthers are able to break the press. Jared McNitt with it in the front court for the Panthers. Over to Sock. Sock between the circles against Hawkins. Bounce pass intended for Williams, but the ball tipped away by Nordheis, and the Dutch take it away. Nordheis, here's a pass down court, and Tyler Johns is way open for a layup. Good court recognition by Nordheis that time, and Tyler Johns gets his first basket since the first 15 seconds of the game. 22-21 West Ottawa. Here's a pass, and Payne knocks the pass away intended for Caleb McNitt. Looks like they're going for the football there, like those guys did during football season. Of course, the Dutch and the Panthers didn't play each other on the gridiron. Haven't done so in the last few years. Panthers with the ball up by one. Sock with it against Hawkins. Sock tries to do a crossover dribble, bounce pass left side, underneath, and Caleb McNitt misses it underneath. Nordheis tries to wrestle with McNitt for the rebound. We get a held ball possession arrow, favors the Dutch. A good effort by Nordheis that time to go after that rebound, and he created the held ball situation, which flipped the possession of arrow in favor of the Dutch. Hawkins with it. Panthers in a 2-3 zone right now. McAuliffe right side, back outside to Johns. Johns going to try it for a three. Yes! Tyler Johns with a triple, and the Dutch regained the lead. 24-22 with 1:40 to go, and I think we get a traveling violation in the backcourt against the Holland Press. So Tyler Johns, who did not start the second half, comes in with 5 quick points. And the Dutch, all of a sudden, who haven't done much offensively for nearly 2 quarters, have a 2-point lead. And they've got the ball. Hawkins gets it into Nordheis. 1:40 to go in the third. Down low to Johns. Johns with a reverse layup. It's good. Kicked it to McAuliffe. Aiden McAuliffe with the reverse layup. And back we go the other way. West Ottawa scores at the other end. It's 26-24. Here's Hawkins outside. He'll put up a three and it's through. And all of a sudden we're getting a flurry of points. Jonte Hawkins with a dozen. Just like that. Howling up by 5, 29-24. Here's McNitt in the front court. Jared will leave it outside for Sock. Now to Brian Knowles, who's checking the ball game for West Ottawa. Pass underneath, stolen by Johns. Johns ahead to Hawkins. Hawkins into the front court. Bounce pass left side to Nordheis. Back outside to Hawkins. Hawkins over to Payne. Now outside Nordheis. Anders slash the start of the basket. Underneath to Johns, filling the lane, and he puts it in. Nice feed by Nordheis, and Tyler Johns with 7 points in the last 2 minutes, and all of a sudden it's a 7-point Holland lead. 31-24, and here's a near steal. Sock had to go back into the backcourt to chase down a loose ball, and he gets bumped in the front court. We're going to get a foul on the Dutch. I believe that was on Nordheis. That's Anders' third. Elroy Payne will check out for Holland. Houston Bedford is back in for West Ottawa. Trent Ramos in for Holland. Sock double team near half court, and we get a whistle, and Steve Windemuller is going to take a 30. 28.6 seconds to go in the third. It is Holland 31, West Ottawa 24. The Panthers had a 3-point lead, and the Dutch had not scored for nearly 6 minutes, but then the Dutch all of a sudden caught fire, and it was Tyler Johns, who did not start the second half, providing the spark. He has had 7 points during this 12-2 run for Holland, and has given the Dutch this 31-24 lead. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant, it's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. Join us for High School Hoops Friday night. We'll be over in the Chick Coop. Zealand East hosting Holland Christian, our airtime Friday night, 7:10 on WHTC and WHTC.com. West Ottawa has the basketball, 28.6 seconds to go in the third. McNitt to inbound and gets it into Braden Carl, who's in for the first time in the second half. Back outside to Jared McNitt, now to Brian Knowles. Knowles gets a pick from Carl, over to Bedford. Bedford out at the top of the circle, Ramos all over, and Bedford needs to find someone to pass to. Finally does so to Sock, down to 12 seconds. Sock working on Hawkins. Sock cut off by Johns now. Sock double team, gets rid of it to Jared McNitt, down to 5. McNitt bounce pass over to Sock, down to 3, down to 2. Bedford, right baseline, 12-footer at the buzzer, no good. And Holland Dutch, with a late surge in the third, will take a 31-24 lead heading into the final 8 minutes of action here at the Dutch Dome. Let's take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com.
This holiday season through December 20th, Maple View Animal Hospital is collecting items for Community Action House, Furry Friends Pet Pantry, and Toys for Tots. When you donate non-perishable food items, personal hygiene, or paper products, you'll get a $1 per item credit on your account. For pet food or cat litter, you'll receive up to a $5 credit. For each new unwrapped toy, you'll get up to a $10 per toy credit. You must be an established client for the credits. Donate now at Maple View Animal Hospital on Panther Drive in Holland.
Fourth quarter action underway here at Holland High School. West Ottawa with the basketball, and they've got some work to do. They are down by 7 after the Dutch had a late flurry in the third quarter. Here's Jared Minnett with a 3 from the top of the circle. The BTM is open as he banks it in for 3. That's Jared Minnett's first points of the night. 31-27 Holland, 7:35 to go. The Panthers have gone to a zone. It looks like a 2-3 right now. Here's Nordheis left side. Nordheis, top of the circle to Johns. Johns at the top, and the Panthers are paying attention to him now. Here's a 3 right side by Hawkins, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Braden Carl for the Panthers. West Ottawa working left to right. Here's Knowles with it right side. Back outside to Tony Sock. Sock gets rid of it to Houston Bedford. Now over to Jared McNitt. Jared on the dribble, comes toward the top of the circle, working on McCall. Now goes down the lane. Shot. No good on the back of the iron against Johns, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay Panther basketball. Brian Knowles will inbound baseline right. Kyle Bartholomew checks in for the Dutch. He'll go in for Ramos. And the Dutch have a little size in there. Bartholomew obviously at 6'10", but Johns goes 6'4". McCall up at 6'3". Knowles will check out of the ballgame as Jared McNitt returns. Jonnell Williams is also back in the ballgame. In fact, he gets the inbounds, and he'll put up a 12-footer right side. It's short, and right there for the rebound is Jared McNitt back outside to Sock. Tony will put up a 3. It's short. Williams got the offensive board, and he puts it up and in. So Jonnell Williams, the 5'8 junior, with his first basket of the ballgame, and West Ottawa back within a deuce, 31-29. It was a 7-point game at the start of the quarter. This has been a back-and-forth ball game. McAuliffe with it right corner for the Dutch. Leaves it outside for Hawkins. Now to Nordheis. Anders tries to penetrate. Dishes right corner to McAuliffe. McAuliffe back outside to Nordheis. Now to Hawkins. Hawkins drives to the baseline. He'll put up a baseline job over front. 12, it's good! Dante Hawkins with 14. And it's now 33-29 Dutch. 6:22 to play. Darius Moraine will check in for Braden Carl for West Ottawa. The Dutch want to press in the backcourt here. Inbounds comes to Williams. Williams working one-on-one against Nordheis in the backcourt. And Williams gets it across that court. He throws it right into the arms of Bartholomew. Ahead to Nordheis. Now left side Hawkins. Dante's got all day to pull the trigger on the three. He missed it. Bedford with the rebound for West Ottawa. Here come the Panthers the other way. Jared McNitt into the front court. Picked up by McAuliffe. Over to Williams. Williams on the dribble right side against Hawkins. Now back to McNitt. To Bedford in the corner to Sock. Sock working on Nordheis. Back outside to Williams. Williams drives around a pick by Moraine. Now back outside to Sock. Sock tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Williams loses the basketball. Gets it back, though. Has the shot blocked by by Johns. And here come the Dutch the other way. Nordheis in the front court over to Johns. Tyler will try a 3 right corner, no good. Weak side rebound, Jared McNitt. Here comes West Ottawa, 5:18 to go in the fourth. Dutch by 4. The pass goes right through the hands of Moraine. Here comes Nordheis. The Dutch are 2-1. Bounce pass left side, McCullough. McCullough with a layup, missed it, but there for the loose change is Tyler Johns. Tyler Johns with 9 points here in the second half, and he's making a strong case for being our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game, which we'll honor at the end of this broadcast. 35-29, the Dutch. John L. Williams, right corner, back outside to Jared McNitt. Bounce pass, down low to Moraine. Moraine tries to drive on Bartholomew, shot underneath. Bartholomew adjusted the forced the shot up, and he got the rebound after the miss. Here's Hawkins into the front court for Holland, and he gets bumped by Williams, and there's going to be a foul. 3 subs get ready to check in for the Dutch. And foul on Williams is his third. Eric Brooks, Mason Rosano, and Elroy Payne get ready to check in for the Dutch. Well, first, we're going to have a timeout with 4:34 to play. Holland 35, West Ottawa 29. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean getting engaged in activities that develop into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Holland 35, West Ottawa 29. Dante Hawkins leads the Dutch with 14, Tyler Johns with 12, but 9 of them here in the second half. Tony Sock leads West Ottawa with 6. And we talked about P.J. Trammell, West Ottawa's senior, and he is not in uniform tonight. He apparently has some sort of injury, but he was right in the middle of that last huddle, you know, shouting encouragement to his teammates. And we saw what type of player P.J. was on the football field during the season. A lot of these West Ottawa Panthers we saw during football season. Dutch with the ball up by 6 with 4:28 left. McAuliffe has it way out on the right side against McNett. Gets rid of it to Rosado. Underneath to Bartholomew. Cal puts it out the window. Nice entry feed by Rosado. And Cal Bartholomew gets his first basket of the season. And that's a big one for the Dutch. They lead 37-29 with 4:10 left. Sock with it. And he has Rosado all over him. And Rosado just caused a 5-second turnover. Tony Sock could not shake Mason Rosado. Rosado was just relentless on his defense there and caused the turnover. So now the Dutch have the ball, and they can work some clock here with an 8-point lead. McAuliffe outside to Rosado. Back to McAuliffe. To Rosado. In the corner now to Ramos. Back outside to Rosado. To McAuliffe. Back to Elroy Payne, right side, now back to McAuliffe. And Dante Hawkins is not in the ball game right now for that. You would expect that he would be, but he's on the bench right now. Payne has the ball taken away by Jared McNett. Elroy got a little careless with the basketball there. Here's Caleb McNett driving to the baseline. He's cut off by Payne. Back outside to Sock. Now Jared McNett bounced past left side to Bedford. Bedford drives on Bartholomew, and Kyle won't let him shoot. Bedford has to get rid of it back to Sock. Sock. Over to Moraine. Moraine underneath to Caleb McNett, and Caleb watches the ball go right through his fingers underneath. Brian Knowles checks in for West Ottawa to try to give Steve Whittemore some outside shooting. Hawkins is back in along with Nordheis. And Dante gets the inbounds, and he'll walk it slowly up court as we tick down toward 3 minutes remaining. 37-29 Dutch. And Hawkins and McCullough play catch on the outside near half court. Now Hawkins penetrates, drives to the lane, goes down the lane, draws contact from Moraine, and he'll go to the line. You know, Dante saw Van Rolte Avenue opening up that time and took it down the lane and drew the foul. So Dante will go to the line to shoot two. He has 14 tonight. He's the game's high scorer. First free throw, nothing but the bottom of the net. Now, Holland's biggest lead was 12-2 in the first quarter, and Hawkins can equal that with this free throw. And Dante didn't get the second one. The ball's loose underneath, and Elroy Payne underneath was able to get the ball and get the timeout. Good hustle by Payne that time as he got the rebound, and it looked like he was going to be tied up, but he was able to get the timeout called. With 2:53 to play, it's Holland 38, West Ottawa 29. Visit the MHSAA website to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational and health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a score reporter, a registered user of the MHSAA website, and become a score reporter. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSAA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. That last time out. Brought to you by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. 2:53 left. The Dutch have the ball, and they're up by 9, 38-29. Panthers have just 9 points in the first half. Here's an inbound pass, and Kyle Bartholomew turns and puts in a left-handed hook. And that's when the advantage of being 6'10", there was no way Darius Moraine had any chance to defend that shot. 40-29, the Dutch with their biggest lead. Knowles with it on the outside. 2:35 left. Knowles over to Jared McNett. He tries to penetrate. In the corner now to Caleb McNett for 3. No good. McAuliffe with the rebound for Holland. And Dante Hawkins is going to walk it slowly up now. Gets rid of it to McAuliffe. 2:18 to left. And right now, the Dutch appear to be in control. Hawkins on the dribble. West Ottawa has only two fouls, so they got some fouls to give, and they may want to use them here. But they're not making an effort right now on the defensive end here. Here's Nordhuis on the dribble. He's got two guys chasing him. Nordhuis gets rid of it to Hawkins. We're under 2 minutes to go now. 1:55 left. Hawkins over to Elroy Payne at the baseline. And back out it goes to Hawkins. Hawkins tries to drive on the McNitt brothers. And Hawkins gets rid of it to Nordhuis. Now over to McCullough, down to 1:38 left. Boy, Howland is using a lot of clock here. Bartholomew has it in the corner, back outside to McCullough. Now to Hawkins. And finally, the Panthers foul. Caleb didn't get fouls, but they let about 50 seconds go off the clock. And that's only the third team foul, so we won't have any free throws. Trent Ramos returns for the Dutch. Janelle Williams returns for the Panthers. 1:29 to play. 40-29, the Dutch lead it. Nordhuis inbound right in front of the scorer's table. Gets it into Hawkins. Tony Sock is in the ballgame as well. Into the front court to McCullough. McCullough being guarded closely by Williams. Gets rid of it to Hawkins. Dante on the dribble. Bumped by Sock. No whistle. Back outside to Nordhuis. Nordhuis is doubled, and Anders gets fouled. I think this is going to be on Jared McNitt. It is. That's three on Jared, but again, it's a non-shooting situation because that's only the 14th foul on West Ottawa. 1:14 left. Inbounds pass comes to Hawkins in the backcourt. Hawkins to Nordhuis. Now in the front court to McAuliffe. McAuliffe double-teamed. Gets rid of it to Nordhuis. Back outside to Hawkins. Hawkins out near half-court. To Nordhuis, 1 minute left. Nordhuis weaving his way through traffic, back outside to Hawkins. Dutch doing a good job of keeping the ball away from the Panthers. Hawkins over to Ramos at the free throw line, back outside to McCullough. McCullough double team near half court, and we get a foul. And I think Janelle Williams wanted an elbow call on McCullough. They're not going to get it. 45 seconds left now. Inbounds to Hawkins. And Tony Sock commits a foul. That's team foul number six. So Howland's had the ball for a minute and a half now. And West Ottawa's committed four fouls. They got one more before Howland will shoot free throws. Inbounds comes to Hawkins. And here's a foul. They got their choice of either Jared McNitt or Houston Bedford. It's on Bedford. And Dante Hawkins will go to the line with 41.3 seconds left. And the Dutch are going to win this debut for Paul Chapman. Hawkins' first free throw, swish. That's 16 for Dante. He had 9 in the first. He has had 7 here in the second half. Second free throw, swish. Howland 42, West Ottawa 29. 38 seconds left. Here comes Janelle Williams with it. He drives right side over to Bedford. Bedford underneath, puts it up, misses it. Bartholomew with the rebound, and he got fouled. So the big fella's going to take the long walk to the other end, and he's going to shoot a 1-1. Foul on Williams, his fourth. So Kyle Bartholomew, who has had a couple of baskets tonight, but maybe more importantly, provided a big presence on the defensive end with several block shots and countless other shots that he altered. First free throw for Kyle, no good. And the rebound to McNitt. 25 seconds left. Here comes Williams with it. Williams drives on Nordhuis to the baseline, underneath to Bedford. Bedford over to Sock. Tony puts up a 12-footer, no good. Ramos with the rebound. Over to Hawkins, down to 15 seconds. The Dutch should be able to run the clock out. And the Howland fans come to their feet. Hawkins got to get it across the timeline. Over to Nordhuis, down to 5 seconds, and that's going to do it. The Dutch will win their season opener. And 12 years after his last varsity coaching victory, Paul Chapman gets a win for the Dutch against his former team. The final score tonight here at the Dome, it's Holland 42, West Ottawa 29. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. We will have our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. And you'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. We'll be back after this two-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.